Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys to go to make the play. He knows exactly the type of ball to throw in those situations, and he threw it up and I came down with it. Yeah.
That started. You guys had three consecutive touchdown drives in that third quarter. Just what was working for y'all as an offense after halftime?
Momentum. When things are clicking, they're clicking. We did a good job executing the plays. Obviously, it helps a lot with Josh out there, orchestrating everything. So, yeah.
When you said that you weren't sure if he would throw it then, have you gotten more used to those plays from him yet, or is it still kind of...
Yeah. I mean, I told him that after the catch, honestly. I've ran that route hundreds of times at this point. When the corner doesn't bite on it, the quarterback just comes off of you and throw it somewhere else. So I kind of like, when I saw that the corner didn't bite, I was just like, I wasn't jogging, but I was like, okay, he's going to come off of me. And he, something told me, okay, he's about to throw it. So I kind of sped up a little bit. And it was just a routine catch, really, as far as like high pointing the ball. It's just something I learned to do as a youngin', for sure.
Is it nice to know that Josh, your quarterback, like trusts you, even though corner doesn't bite? He's well, okay, well, I'm going to throw it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it, that's the type of quarterback he is. You know, he's going to give you an opportunity. Every quarterback isn't that way for some reason. But, yeah, I am grateful for that. I just got to continue to show that, hey, I'll come down and make these plays. Yeah.
I know you weren't here in the preseason to watch him, but you've seen Tyrell work on the practice squad and be able to kind of grind every week. What's it like to watch him get that play today?
Man, it's a rare occasion when a guy scores the first time he touches the ball. But – It's like one of those things where the stars are aligned. All the hard work comes to fruition at that point. You reap what you sow. So I'm really happy for him. Yeah.
Mark, did you hear the expectations? I mean, this team preseason was talked about as taking a step back, maybe not quite the same. The way that this team's been able to overcome it, did you notice that? And to get to this point now, we're at the end of that. How satisfying is it?
I didn't. I was on another team.
No, but I mean, when you came here, that's something that was – expressed to you? Did you?
No, I didn't hear any of those sentiments. But ever since I got here, we've been rolling, and obviously we're gonna continue to look to do that.
The MVP chance, obviously, this late in the season, everything's still up in the air. But just to hear that from the stadium, how cool is that for you?
It's cool. I mean, to hear the MVP chance, he definitely deserves it for sure. He's been putting it together. I think he put a stamp on it today for sure. So it's definitely cool.
How much you really appreciate the way this team got rolling with big plays? It started on defense, but that whole third quarter was one after another after another. How contagious can that be?
It's very contagious. Like I know this game, momentum is a huge part of this game. And the way that momentum is created generally is by way of complementary football. So, like you said, the defense, they made some plays. Then, hey, we complemented that. We started making some plays, and that's how things get rolling.
How much can you guys feed off the crowd when that's happening? You've played in front of – I mean, heck, you went to Alabama, but here in the NFL, this is unlike a lot of places. When you hear it like that and the energy's rolling, what's that like for you guys?
It's monumental. I mean, they call it home field advantage for a reason. The crowd comes out It just makes it easier for us to make plays. Makes it harder for the opposing team to make plays as far as, hearing and concentrating and things like that. So it's definitely a big part of football, for sure.
I know you got evaluated for a head injury. We're obviously cleared to come back. Did anything else happen on that play when you were hit the ground, or just checking for that?
I kind of hurt like my tailbone a little bit. it wasn't really much that was going on. It was just – Let me chill out for a minute before I try to get back up. So that's all it was.
Understandable.
Yeah.
You've been in the league.
When Josh makes throws like that to you and the one to Keon, what do you think about those?
It's crazy. because like I alluded to earlier, you know, a lot of quarterbacks aren't really willing to make those risks. But he has that talent to where he knows exactly where to put the ball. And as a receiver, we love that. That's like our favorite thing about a quarterback, because it gives us an opportunity to express our talents, you know. Not all receivers can go up and high point the ball, but the ones that can, when they have the opportunity to, that's what we love the most. One of the things we love the most.
Amari, I know that you have a game next week. You have to prepare for that, but you guys don't have the pressure to have to win for any certain reason. How nice would it be, especially a guy like you who's been in the league 10 years, to get your mind and body right, you know, to get ready for the playoffs over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is where you really make your name as a team and as an individual, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, playing in postseason play. That's what people really remember about teams and about players and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's utterly important for me to, you know, get my body right, get prepared mentally, physically, emotionally for the postseason, go out there and put, you know, my best stuff on tape.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.